Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2348. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another special edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Oh, and if you do send in a question, we'll give you a copy of our Optimal Living Daily Workbook for free, and I'll tell you how to send in a question right after the Q&A. So with that, let's finally hear today's question as we optimize your life.
Hi, Dr. Neil. Love your show. Feel like I get a great benefit from it. My question is about electrolytes. Are they the same as Celtic sea salt? Is one better than the other? Do we really need them? And for electrolytes, it seems like they use a sugar substitute. So if you could speak about those two things. Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to send in your audio question, Tracy. Don't you just love it when food manufacturers try to sound fancy to get us to buy their products, but then it ends up adding more confusion into the mix? Electrolytes seem to fit this category. Now, the word electrolyte is just a fancy way of saying minerals, specifically the minerals that we usually find in the body. If we really want to get specific and sciencey with it, we'd say that minerals are electrolytes because in water, they have a positive or negative charge. Too sciencey? All right, well, basically, when we hear about electrolytes and food or nutrition, we're talking about minerals like sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium, and phosphorus, just to name a few. As we can imagine, these minerals have important functions in the body. For example, when we think about calcium, we probably think about the health of our skeletal system. But calcium actually has a lot more functions in the body than just making our bones and teeth strong. It helps with muscle contractions. Potassium and magnesium help regulate heartbeat. Sodium and potassium also help make sure that there's the right amount of water within our body's cells. So that means electrolytes like sodium and potassium help keep us hydrated. You may have heard that certain sports drinks help quote-unquote replenish electrolytes, and they help replenish those that are lost during exercise. It is true that when we sweat, we lose some of these minerals. We mostly lose sodium and chloride when we sweat, so basically, we lose table salt. Now, back to your question, Tracy, about sea salt. Sea salt is also made mostly of sodium and chloride, just the same as good old-fashioned table salt. That's because sea salt and table salt are basically made up of two electrolytes, sodium and chloride, which is why you'll hear some nerds like me sometimes refer to table salt as sodium chloride. Now, all of the forms of salt that we buy to use in cooking are some form of sodium and chloride, but they differ in the way they're processed. These different processing methods may often lead to different tastes and textures. When we think about the potential health effects of consuming table salt, we're often referring to the sodium itself. Too much sodium consumed for years and years can lead to an increased risk of high blood pressure. We sort of ignore the chloride part of table salt. Now, what makes the sea salt we buy at the supermarket unique when compared to standard table salt? Well, sea salt goes through less processing. Because sea salt doesn't get processed as much, there may be other minerals that stay attached to it. So, if you imagine all of the minerals floating around in the ocean, sodium and chloride are just two of many. So, with less processing, some of those other minerals end up tagging along with sea salt. Then, when we use sea salt during cooking or baking or whatever, we get mostly salt, but small amounts of other minerals along with it. And because of this, sea salt contains less sodium when compared to table salt. Okay, so far this sounds really great. That means if we buy sea salt, not only do we get less sodium per serving, which is good, but we might also get the added bonus of extra minerals too. Yeah, that's all true, but you knew that was coming, right? The amount of these extra minerals found in sea salt is in such small amounts, it likely doesn't do anything. In fact, the bigger issue is that without the extra processing that table salt goes through, harmful compounds don't get removed from sea salt either. Studies have found potentially harmful compounds like lead, arsenic, and cadmium in some of these less processed salts, like sea salt. And many processed salts actually contain iodine, and this is a good thing, because many of us don't get enough iodine in our diets. Processed table salt could be one way to get some of that iodine. Now, regardless of the type of salt you prefer to use, current recommendations by most health agencies say that adults should get no more than 2,300 milligrams of sodium per day. That's a little less than one teaspoon. Yes, even with the pushback from those studies about salt not being associated with increased disease risk, we are still finding that many of those studies were quite flawed. So it couldn't hurt to just continue to be on the safe side and keep salt intake, or really sodium intake, to a moderate level. Now, with regards to this sea salt processed table salt debate, let me share a quote by one of the smartest individuals in the world, Marilyn Vos Savant. In case you weren't aware, she's in the Guinness Book of World Records for having one of the highest IQs known to humans. Everyone thinks I'm in love with her, but I swear I just respect her for her intelligence. Anywho, she weighed in on this very topic when a reader of her column asked, which is healthier, sea salt or table salt? She mentioned that iodine is added to table salt. Sound familiar? And because of iodine's impact on reducing iodine deficiencies worldwide, she said, quote, table salt is healthier, end quote. Okay, now where are we in relation to your question, Tracy? Well, sea salt and table salt include electrolytes. That's because they're made up of sodium and chloride and a bunch of other minerals. Table salt with iodine may be the best salt option because it's free of most impurities. But what about those sports drinks that provide electrolytes, minerals, along with water, maybe some sugar and flavoring? The American College of Sports Medicine says that for most average gym goers, these electrolyte sports drinks are not necessary. It's usually helpful for those that work out for over an hour or for athletes competing in multiple events in one day. That's because for these folks, the minerals lost in sweat may need to be replaced. But for most of us, rehydrating with good old-fashioned plain water after our workout is perfectly fine. Oh, and if you want that water to get absorbed more quickly into your cells, cold water seems to get absorbed more rapidly than, say, room temperature water. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you again so much for taking the time to send in your audio question, Tracy. Now, if you want your question answered right here on the show and get a copy of our Optimal Living Daily Workbook, you can email your question to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice played and heard in an episode, just like Tracy, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy. You can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in, or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. Thank you so much for doing that. Answering your questions is my favorite part of the show. All right, that'll do it for another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you for listening every day and all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.